You're listening to Upfront. My name is Brian Edwards-Tieker, picking up the conversation about the Senate intelligence reports on Russian social media influence efforts in 2016 and 2017. We're going to move into the what now phase of the discussion. The NAACP had already called for a week-long boycott of Facebook and its subsidiary social media properties starting today. They added some of the results of the reports released yesterday, specifically regarding the targeting of African-American voters with vote suppression tactics, to their list of grievances. Joining us to talk about what they're doing and why, Derek Johnson, the president and CEO of the NAACP. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time that these issues have been coming up. Why launch the action now? What took so long?
Well, we have consistently raised questions around diversity in the tech industry, particularly with Facebook. We were raised issues when we learned of the involvement of Russian interference in elections using Facebook as a tool. But when we began to look at all of the incidents, and particularly the hiring of an outside conservative firm that began to do opposition research on partner organizations like Color Change, we thought it was time to really add a stronger voice to this conversation so that Facebook can either correct their behavior, change the culture, or for us to begin to alert African Americans that Facebook was unwilling to be a good corporate partner with our community.
So what, I mean, did you previously think that Facebook was working in good faith to fix these problems?
Well, you know, we heard the words that they were going to address some of these concerns. They launched an effort with partnering with an outside firm to do a civil rights audit. So there was momentum in the right direction. What we did not know that some of the problems within Facebook was a part of a corporate culture that needed to be dealt with, particularly when you have individuals within a company hiring conservative firms to continue the same behavior.
So your rallying cry is hashtag log out Facebook. What's your specific ask?
Well, at this point, we just want to raise the specter of importance around Facebook addressing the problem as it exists. We're hoping that in doing so, they will understand the priority that this is. Anytime you allow a foreign nation to seek and subvert democracy by using race as the tool, that's a problem. It should not be secondary in terms of things you address. It should be primary. And we want to make sure that it is first in mind in terms of Facebook's response in addressing this problem.
I guess my question is, like, if you had a meeting with Mark Zuckerberg today, and he said, Derek, what do I have to do to get you to call off this week-long boycott of Facebook? What would your demand set be? Like, do you know what the solutions look like, or is it just work harder?
No, absolutely. So we started our whole conversation with Facebook about a year ago, dealing with corporate diversity. The type of decisions that were made is a reflection of the lack of African-Americans in key leadership decision-making positions. We need more African-Americans in positions because then you have a different level of sensitivity when it comes to these type of decisions. Secondly, the Facebook caused an injury towards African-American community. They allow racial hatred to fester in ways in which they now must remedy through utilizing the tool to promote more diversity, utilizing the tool to promote more inclusion and participation, and to make sure they partner with African-American institutions so that it can be more reflective of the consumerism that our community provides. And then thirdly, do a complete audit, as they have done, around their civil rights approaches, and then elevate the findings of that audit to be a primary driver on how to change that corporate culture.
How have your communications with them gone so far?
They have been pleasant. Sheryl Sandberg, I've spoken to several times. She's a nice person. And now the next step is seeing the outcomes of implementing the recommendations that's coming out of the surprise audit.
So let's talk a little bit about your theory of change. You're organizing a boycott. You're asking people to entirely stay off Facebook and its social platforms. So that would be Instagram, WhatsApp, I guess Oculus, the VR service. Just completely log off for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much pressure do you think that brings to bear on the company?
Well, I think the fact that we're having this conversation now, that is now it is a part of the national public discourse, is pressure. When corporations that who depend on communities such as African-American community, and in fact, we over-index in terms of our usage of Facebook, when we raise the question of equity, fairness, and potential discrimination, any corporation begin to take stock and pause. And so it allows for Facebook to be more reflective and make the necessary changes. And if they don't, then it is incumbent upon NACP and all of our partner civil rights organizations to raise the pressure even more. The goal here is to allow for Facebook to see the importance of their decision and to act immediately and with some priority to address the concerns that we've raised.
Is it strictly about Facebook acting voluntarily, or are you looking for increasing oversight and regulation on the part of the government?
Those are conversations that need to be had. But right now, the most immediate thing Facebook can do that we know can have an impact is really take a serious look at the recommendation that came out of the civil rights audit, begin to look at ways they can remedy the harm they've created, and be more reflective in terms of their corporate leadership and add more diversity. Those are the immediate things that can be done.
There is a certain irony to organizing an action like this. That is that social media platforms have been incredibly important organizing tools for everyone, and within the African-American community, more than most. African-Americans are overrepresented in their use of social media, as you mentioned. I just looked up the NAACP's Facebook page. You've got 600,000 followers there, along with a note telling people to log off today.
Absolutely. I mean, and so I don't know if it's as much irony or consistency. I think it's more consistency because our mission has been the same for 109 years. The devices and tools to communicate our message have evolved over that same amount of time. I mean, you know, we're an organization that was around when the telegraph was the cutting-edge technology. And we've evolved, and we will continue to evolve despite the tool that is being used to deliver our message.
Well, Derek Johnson, I certainly appreciate you coming on old-fashioned terrestrial radio to talk about it. We've been broadcasting since 1949.
There you go. And once again, it is a vehicle that we've used that has evolved over time. We are, as an organization, celebrating next year, the 50th anniversary of the Image Awards, and we established that program because we recognize the power of media, particularly television and motion pictures, and how it projects a positive or negative image on communities. And Facebook and new technologies are just the next mode of communication, and they should be held accountable like any other mode of communication.
Finally, Derek Johnson, 1 week from today will be the end of your 1 week boycott, your hashtag log out Facebook boycott. How will you know whether you've been successful or not?
Well, I measure my success that now, even today, it has raised the level of concern, urgency, and priority around this conversation. The fact that I'm on this radio show this morning allows us to benchmark this as a success. That it's a priority for Facebook to be a better corporate partner to the African-American community. And as a result of that, we're having this conversation. They have done a civil rights audit. Now the question is, are they ready to take the next step and implement the recommendations?
There you go. Derek Johnson, I know you're a busy man. Really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you.
Derek Johnson is the president and CEO of the NAACP, launching a 1 week boycott of Facebook and its subsidiary social media properties today called hashtag log out Facebook.